Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm Micheline Malouf.
And I'm Nadia Desi, licensed therapists and host of Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health. Join us for discussions with Megan Trainor, Chris Bosch, Rebel Wilson, and more.
From discussing motherhood to immigrating to general mental health, our guests are awe-inspiring. We all struggle with the same things, so let's talk about it and destigmatize them. Find our new podcast, Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just gotta turn out the light. Ow! 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 Ah! Ah!
Some things never change. Ow. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. Ow. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. That's right. I am the host, Rashawn McDonald. Each Money Making Conversation talk show is about entrepreneurship and entertainment. I provide the consumer and business owner access to celebrities, CEOs, friends of mine, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and reach their dreams and find their gifts. I always tell people, you should stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. Stop tripping up over these small obstacles because they have bigger challenges awaiting you in the future. The Money Making Conversation interviews provide relatable information to the listener about career and financial planning, entrepreneurship, motivation, leadership, and overcoming the odds. And more importantly, how to live a balanced life. My relationship with my next guest goes all the way back to the Steve Harvey sitcoms. And the Parker sitcom. He is currently on OWN's Cherished to Date and TV One's Stepping Back to Love. He also has a film that he executive produced and starring in on BET Network's His, Hers, and The Truth. He just wrapped production for a new feature film that he executive produced and co-starred in alongside with my girl, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Lil Mama, Clifton Powell, another one of my boys, Coco Brown, and Brad James called Fruits of the Heart. Please welcome back to Money Making Conversation, one of the stars up in the cut, my man, Dorian Wilsons.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dory. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've always been a fan way back when we first met, man, when you was over there.
Way back.
It was, you know, Steve Harvey sitcom, man.
Came in, man.
Just tore it up, man. Became Steve Harvey's adversary to Wendy Raquel Robinson.
That's my girl right there. That's my heart.
And that's relationships, man. That's relationships.
Yeah, most
definitely. And that's really your your career, because the thing in this business, man, is you always want to know what people say about you, think about you, and what you do when they give you that opportunity. And you've been very consistent about that. Can you talk about that?
I am so blessed to have the longevity that I do have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it, like you said, it's the relationships that you pave along the way. Mm-hmm. I've always worked with incredible people that I admired, and those relationships stick, on down the road, because you never know, you know, that grip operator might have the next big movie or whatever. So, I attribute that and God and trying to stay relevant.
And you're relevant. And you stay relevant. Let's just show why you're relevant. Cherish the day. Okay, now.
I was like, who are you talking about? All these credits.
I'm telling you something, man. You know, first of all, if anybody has not seen The Love Story by Ava DuVernay on the OWN Network or the Oprah Winfrey Network. My God, you play the father figure. Anne-Marie Johnson plays the mother. You guys have two characters that come in and just take over that episode emotionally. just talk about getting involved with a show like that. That is it's a time piece from a standpoint.
Right.
She jumps months and years in the relationship, and there's only 8 episodes, but it is the talk of the town as far as television making. Filmmaking or television making.
Yeah.
Nobody has done that before like that. But no, if it has been done, it has never captured the imagination of the viewing audience like it has today. You are part
especially
of that.
Especially for African Americans.
Oh, my God.
It is so dope to be a part of this amazing production. And I'm so glad that people get to see me outside of my genre, my box, that comedy, that everybody knows me for, to be able to play this interesting character, this father who is, you know, the head of the household, but he's really not, because the mother is stepping in. And
Anne-Marie Johnson.
Yeah. And once again, relationships. We go way back to the Parkers as well. Mm-hmm. And when they told me that she was cast, I was like, is she getting ready to kill this? But I had a great time. It's an all-star cast. Just a wonderful vibe and something really different, like you were saying, to see African Americans, a couple that are in love and, you know, the trials and tribulations that they go through. And it's carried through years.
Yes.
And you have the legendary Cicely Tyson. I mean,
Miss Luna. Miss Luna.
It was just amazing. Exactly.
Your character you play was such an important character because it's kind of funny. And then, but that scene in that stairwell, I'm not giving it the series, was very dramatic. And it was like, that's what you're talking about. Give you a chance to spread. You do a little humor, but you come back and you're real. And that's a unique ability that we quite often don't see that much because of the character.
Right.
People see you as a sitcom star, see if your comedy relief come in and be funny and break up the moment. And this show allows people to see you from a very, very enjoyable. Congratulations, man. Congratulations, Doreen.
Thank you so much, man. It allowed me to stretch my acting muscle, if you will. But a lot of people don't know I'm classically trained.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course, because you and Steve used to clown me and Wendy about it all the time. Y'all went to the same school of acting. I did all of Shakespeare and dramatic stuff, slow dance on the Killing Ground, serious deep pieces. Mm-hmm. And I graduated from, doing this performing arts school, came to L.A. and, you know, right away I'm cast as a funny sidekick on the show Dream On, and which I did for 6 years. And after that, I was like totally pigeonholed. It's like, this is the funny guy. He's the comic, you know. But I do have a range. And so,
absolutely.
I'm so thankful.
They get to see it in that show. And I was thankful to see it because it's just fascinating to watch. I consider you a friend in the business. I consider you somebody that if I have an opportunity to cast a role, I want to bring you in to make sure you get an opportunity because you're a professional.
And y'all hear that. Y'all hear that firsthand.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. But you're not, but I don't want you stuck on just chairs today. It's amazing. But okay. You have a TV One series, Stepping Back, Step yes. Back to Love. Stepping Back to Love. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Once again, I got to play this incredible role. I'm playing the father of the lead character, Darren Henson, who is amazing in his own right. He's a beautiful dancer. We have this love-hate relationship with this father and son mm-hmm. that I bring out, that I'm saying, you know, I just want the best for my son. So I've pushed him to make him a better man.
Right.
And it doesn't come across that way to him at all times, because it just seems like that I'm, you know, being a beast on him. But, you know, I know he's capable of, you know, greater things in my eye. You know, once again, I got to play this incredible role opposite of him. But it was a beautiful project. And had a great time shooting it.
Yeah, and I'm
well.
A fan of Darren. So Darren Henson, yeah. You know, he's done a lot of plays on the road. You probably have seen him in those.
So good.
He's very good and an amazing dancer.
Soul food.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's soul food as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about it is that I've watched some clips from the series, is that when you talk mm-hmm. about, like my father, he's passed away. Our relationship mm-hmm. was kind of like that. You know, he had expectations for me and I had expectations for myself. And so,
absolutely.
And so in the series, it comes across, and which is a good storytelling, by the way, where he mm-hmm. thinks he wants you to live the life that you want him to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a conflict, because you're just trying to get him to live the best life that he can possibly
absolutely.
Pull off. And that's the mm-hmm. basis of that storytelling for that particular series, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, absolutely. And not to be outdone, my father was the same way. He pushed me. He was accepting of everything that I do, and always is that first person to be that cheerleader, you know, to encourage me. But believe me, if it wasn't for him, well, my mother as well,
right?
They wanted me to be the best me,
right.
And so, you know, they laid that foundation with God and hard work and dedication. There's nothing that I couldn't do, and so I realized that, and that's what I passed on to my kids as well, and try to encourage them as well.
Well, the next two things I'm about to bring up is what excites me about what's happening in your career. You're executive producing. Mm-hmm. Not saying you haven't done it in the past, but these projects that we're about to talk about, the next two projects, you are the executive producer, or one of the executive producers. Mm-hmm. The first project we're going to talk about is starring in a BET's network show called His, Hers, and the Truth. First of all, I love that title right there. His, Hers, and the Truth. Right there. I'm watching right there.
True,
I'm watching
man.
That. I'm watching that. Because, you know, there's lies, there's kind of lies, and there's the truth. There's
the lies from,
there's the lies on the his side, there's the lies on the her side. What does the truth
lie? But the funny part is, it's our truth as well. You know, we really believe that we're telling the truth. This is our perspective,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, coming from us. But in lies, somewhere in the middle, that's where the truth is, though.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get involved and get the title of executive producer for this particular show?
First and foremost, I have an amazing manager, managers, management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
He must be on the phone. believe me, every project that he does or that the company does, I'm involved with some way or another.
Right.
I'm actually in the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to really put a different hat on, mm-hmm. sit back and try to, you know, make this project come to fruition.
Right.
And I'm having such a great time
learning
the business as well now. You know, I got to be in front of the camera for many, many years. But now to be a part of decision making. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing. I'm learning from these brothers.
Absolutely. You know, it's really amazing. You know, people, you know, you have an acting executive producer, and then you have a working executive producer. You know, I've been fortunate to be a working executive producer. producer, which involves casting. It goes all the way down to, can we pay that actress or can we pay that actor? Mm-hmm. Or is that a 5 and under? No, that person has to stand in their room and be silent. Can't get together. They got to act like they acted, but they can't say anything. It comes down to that. It comes down to catering. It comes down to set design. It really is.
All the things that we don't see, you know, and just added in front of us. But it's crazy. You know, it's a lot of work, and people don't realize that.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversations. On the phone is Dorian Wilson. On one of the new series, it's all about transition, you know, brilliant comedic actor, dramatic roles. Just came off the fantastic series Cherish Today, TV One, Stepping Back to Love. Now he's executive producing and starring in a BET Network's film called His, Hers, and the Truth. Also, executive producing and co-starring in with my girls, Wendy Raquel Robinson. But let's wrap up His, Hers, and the Truth, because we were just talking about, you know, I felt kind of good because you were talking about all that work that we have been doing behind the sidelines, behind the scenes. You didn't know about catering and wardrobe and casting. You know, that's the fun part about why I love being behind the camera.
Well, I love being in front of the camera because I get all the accolades from all the stuff that you guys do.
Right.
But, you know, to really be able to be a part of the decision-making and the whole process of making a project come to fruition is amazing. And I'm learning that, and I learned that from, you know, being an executive producer on the film His, Hers, and the Truth, working with incredible brothers that have done this for many, many years. This is their seventh movie together. And awesome. So for them to bring me a part of this is amazing to me, because I'm learning as I'm doing, you know, and I can bring the acting side to it as well. One of the reasons why Wendy Raquel Robinson is the lead actress to the movie. That's one of my best friends, and you know how far we go back. So I brought her to the table. Angie Stone plays my sister on my show In the Cut.
Right.
And she's doing the soundtrack for the movie as well, along with Little Mama. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be able to bring those types of people to the project, it just enhances it. And, you know, I feel amazing that I'm a part of that.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit Hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's Otter.ai.
Now we're talking about Fruits of the Heart, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now another name that I gotta mention is my boy Clifton Powell. Now Clifton Powell and you, y'all carry the same amount of love in my heart. as far as longevity in the business. And Cliff is a little opposite to you. He's opposite from you because you cut your teeth in comedy, and now he's transitioned over to more lighthearted opportunities. He cut his teeth in drama.
He's
transitioning over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's really interesting watching you guys becoming like, not so much ships in the night, but showing you how you have to adjust your career in order to last in this business.
Yes. Clifton, that's my boy right there. What you see is what you get. That's a true brother in this industry who has paved the way for a lot of brothers.
Oh, yeah.
But we worked together way back with a movie that I did called A Weekend with the Family, with directed and written by Chris Stokes.
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that on Netflix.
When you was in that as well.
I saw that one. The crazy family, the Asian mama.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm telling you, Dory, I don't miss you on TV, brother.
I'm
a fan of yours, brother. That was all my boy, because my boy from Immature was in that movie too.
Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. But yes, Chris Stokes directed and wrote that along with Marcus Houston, and we had a great time. But Clifton and Wendy brought the funny as always,
right?
And I played opposite of them, being the uptight kind of businessman who, you know, his son. It was in Good Enough for My Daughter, they're going to get married. So
right. That was a great, very funny. It's on Netflix. If you want to watch it, it's on Netflix.
Yes.
It's a great watch during these times, especially if you want to get some good lighthearted spirit and some good fun. and that Cliff Powell, he's over the top in there too. He's over the top.
That's
the beautiful part about these relationships. Let's get back to the series that's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called Bounce TV Network. It's called In the Cut. And I'll be remiss if I don't mention my boy Bentley Evans, who created the show.
The man.
He's special to me, he brought me onto the Jamie Foxx show as a co-executive producer, one of the major moves in my life in this business, because you got to have people help me. He's an African-American guy.
Oh, most definitely.
And so let's talk. You've been on the show before talking about In the Cut. Update us, because you mentioned Angie Stone, who's crazy, by the way, in real life and on this TV show.
Oh, my God.
You know, if you don't know Angie Stone, Angie Stone's crazy. Okay.
A good crazy, though. Let's put that out there. A good crazy.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
But yeah, she plays my sister on the show. But let me go back to Bentley. That is another one of those relationships that, you know, you don't have those type of relationships in this business that often. They come far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
Bentley is that dude who is groundbreaking, for one.
Yes.
And he never forgets somebody and wants you a part of that family, that niche. But I worked with him many, many years ago on Martin.
Yes.
And everybody that is associated with our show has worked with him in the past in some capacity or another. But it's a beautiful niche. Kalita Smith plays my wife on the show. And many of you guys know Kalita from the Bernie Mac show. She played the wife on the Bernie Mac show. And John Marshall Jones, he was the father on Smart Guy.
Yes, I believe.
And he plays my sidekick in the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And rounding out the cast is Ken Lawson, who is my comrade from the Parkers. You know, so we go that far back, and that's my dude right there. I have worked with him for almost 25 years, and I have never seen this cat come in mad, angry, upset, what have you. You know, always a good vibe and if he does, we don't know it.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
You know, I know
Ken. The same.
Ken's an easygoing guy, delivers the line, too professional. And I gotta bring up Laura Hayes now. Laura Hayes.
Yeah, Miss Laura. She is hilarious on the show. That's my girl right there. But she kind of grounds everybody, and just the stuff that you don't see from Laura on the show is some of the funniest.
Yes.
It really is.
Right.
But anyway, so it's a great cast. Also, Dorian Renaud, who plays Kalita's sidekick in her beauty salon. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful cast. Everybody has been in the business for umpteen years. And so we have to have that foundation. We've all worked together before because we do 13 episodes in 11 days. 13 episodes in 11 days. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a killer. Isn't it? Long are the days where we have a week to shoot an episode.
In front of
an audience, live mm-hmm. audience mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. we are cranking this out. I have anywhere from 10 to 17 scenes a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's long hours, but we already have that foundation. And everybody's professional, so we're able to, crank it out and get it done. And it enables me to do a lot of other things, for the rest of the year.
Right.
So we just finished our seventh season.
Awesome. Awesome. Then some of the guests, got your girl Lunel coming on the show this year.
If
anybody saw Dolomite, it's my name.
Just
Lunel. Lunel is one of those people. The fact that you have Lunel and Laura Hayes mm-hmm. on the set at the same time, it had to be crazy.
They're best friends.
Yes.
It's crazy. You have to separate them. They're like little kids, but it just the comedy. I mean, they threw out the script, basically. It just went with it,
And that's let's just back up and tell people a little bit of history about Bentley Evans. Bentley Evans created the Martin Show, so he's used to working with a star who improvs. He created Foxx Show, so he's used to working with another star who improvs. So mm-hmm. Comedians, so he's used to working mm-hmm. in an environment of trusting these individuals. So when Dorian says, they off script or they throw out the script, that's a good thing because he's allowing them to do their thing and bring the best funny possible and trusting the ability to pull it off. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Like I said, he knows all of us. We have incredible writers who write for us as people, uh-huh. Not just actors, uh-huh. Our characters or whatever, but they know what Dorian's strengths are.
Right.
And so they'll incorporate that in the script.
Right.
So what we try to do is get what they put on paper first,
mm-hmm.
and then Bentley gives us the opportunity to then just to, wing it and
go off
script. And, some of that stuff is the funniest stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, then you got my girl Yo-Yo from Cafe Mocha and Love and Hip Hop Hollywood on the show. Mm-hmm. Just
killed it.
This is really a wonderful story we're telling about, people working together. Because mm-hmm. throughout our whole interview, we just talked about relationships. Mm-hmm. We talked about longevity. We talked about transitional talent, understanding mm-hmm. that, hey, I will not be pigeonholed just to be an actor. I want to learn behind the scenes, even though there's more work. Yeah. involved and going behind the scenes. But in the end, it's always good when you own a set at this stage now, knowing exactly what's going on behind the set. Isn't it, Dorian?
Yes, almost definitely. It's so important to learn all parts of the craft. So you have the longevity. I did the acting thing for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I wanted to write, direct as well. So I can keep on staying in this business because, being for real, there are far and few parts for African-Americans, for certain, in your genre, in your age group, your ethnicity.
Right.
That's why
whenever
so
I see you, so whenever I see you on TV or on the film, Dorian, I'm watching because I'm giving you all my Nielsen opportunities, all my Netflix views, anything that's online. That's Rashawn, and I'm gonna post you on my social media. The thing about it is that I love you as a person. I respect you as an individual, and to bring you on this show is part of my process, just giving more opportunities to just create, make you relevant, Your brand has endless, if we went back and saw what you did on the Parkers, you'd be funny. If we went back and saw what you did on the Steve Harvey sitcom, you'd be funny. Yeah. If you want to go to the Netflix movies we just were talking about, he's going to be funny. If you want to go to the chairs today and go, Rashawn wasn't lying. When he came on the screen, Gentry, calling him Gentry.
Right. Look at you.
What you're not going to do, come on my show, Dory, and act like I'm going to fake this interview. I'm not going to fake this interview. He's a star.
I know who you are.
He's a friend. Bounce TV, the seventh season on, on Bounce TV Network, the seventh season of In the Cut, starring my man, Dory Wilson. Keep watching,
thank
brother.
Thank you so much.
And I'll always be there. Tell them to send me some banners so I can post it on my social media, okay?
Got you, man. Got you.
Appreciate
definitely.
You. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right. If you want to hear more episodes of Money Making Conversations, go to moneymakingconversations.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.